Previously on Buick City 1 AM.
So we'll do another grand opening?
Yeah, and I'll write about it for the Flint Voice.
Man, there's 30,000 layoffs coming up. I'll have blood on my hands, that's for sure.
Okay, Gordon, you have to visualize it getting better.
Oh, hi, Wayne. I thought you were Joy. What are you guys doing here?
Just eating some Coney dogs and drinking some pop. Won't be as loud in here.
What a great turnout.
You should have seen it earlier. The line was out the door.
Now, I won't keep you long. I just want to ask you a few questions.
Take as long as you like. You really think this will make it into the Flint Voice?
Oh, yeah. After my article on Super Tuesday, they'll publish anything by me. Plus, the editor loves this kind of stuff.
Who? Michael Moore?
Yeah. You know him?
I ain't met him, but I worked with his friend Ben Hamper. He's kind of a rabble-rouser, ain't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. So my first question is, why books, records, and guns?
Well, Flint has some great record stores like the Grapevine and bookstores like Jelly Beans, but you can't buy a gun at those places.
I can already tell this will be a terrible interview.
And, you know, you take your kids to the mall for a pair of jeans, and pretty soon you're getting shoes and pretzels. So this is like a mall for men. They can stop by for ammo for their hunting trip and then, hey, what's this? How about an 8-track for the road? And maybe a Stephen King or Eugene Debs book for later.
And tell me about your grand opening event. Why shoot a target with the face of GM CEO Roger Smith on it?
That was your idea.
Yeah, but don't say that. Tell me why you wanted to do it.
Because I want to shoot the bastard. You know, if Hinckley's aim had been just a little better, we wouldn't have Reagan destroying the Union. Wait, no, maybe don't quote me on that. Let me start over.
Sure.
Roger Smith said he'd improve our job security by laying off 30,000 workers. I say, let's start by laying him off.
Okay, can we bring it back to this event?
Sure. We're having a fun family activity to remind Roger Smith of what could happen if he lays off too many workers.
Hey, Wayne, we got a little problem.
Okay. I better go.
I don't know. She always hated Coney Islands.
Everyone likes Coneys.
She doesn't like the ground-up cow heart.
There ain't nothing wrong with beef heart.
Joy doesn't like the thought of eating heart.
She seemed fine with it the other night.
Uh-huh. She also doesn't like onions.
Maybe she got it without onions.
Did she?
I don't know. I wasn't staring at her food.
What were you looking at?
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
You hear that? I think there's something wrong with the transmission.
It's kind of weird that she went there without Gordon.
I think we're about due for a new car.
We can't afford one.
Listen to that transmission. It's dying.
It sounds fine to me.
I'm thinking about getting another Electra.
She looked awfully dressed up for Coney Islands. Did she say if she was going somewhere?
I don't remember.
What did you talk about?
I don't know. Why don't you ask her? She's your goddamn sister.
You know we're not speaking.
So, you read any of these?
Just the Bertrand Russell. You looking for books on atheism?
Oh, yep. What about Nietzsche?
He's more of a poet. He's got all these weird ideas like the eternal recurrence, and he's always going on about the Greeks and Richard Wagner. And when he said God is dead, he just meant Europe don't believe in God no more, but they keep pretending like they do.
Oh, sure. What about Ayn Rand?
Well, I don't think she wrote nothing about atheism because she was too busy espousing the glorious selfishness.
Uh-huh.
You're better off with the Bertrand Russell or the Madeline Murray O'Hare. You ever seen her on TV?
Oh, you bet. I saw her on Johnny Carson, and I remember thinking she was destined for hell. I actually prayed for her.
And what do you think now?
I don't know. I've been a Christian my whole life. My church attendance wasn't exactly optimal, but I believed it. And then a funny thing happened.
What's that?
Well, a co-worker told me Noah's Ark was found in Turkey. And I guess from the get-go, I had assumed it was just a story.
but he kept insisting the Ark had been found, and that got the ball rolling.
Uh-huh.
I thought, holy cow, what if it's all a bunch of baloney like Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy?
Well, you can't have a crisis of faith just because of some jackass at work. There's got to be more to it.
Well, yeah, but geez, it's kind of personal.
Hey, I ain't gonna laugh at you. I'm struggling to put my life back together. I was in rehab. I've done group therapy. I've heard it all before.
So you were in rehab?
Yeah.
Heck, where do I start? I wasn't a fanatic, but I lived the Christian life, and I thought Jesus rewarded me for it with a wonderful wife and son and a good job, and it's all slipping away now. In the past, I would have said Jesus was testing my faith.
But that's circular reasoning.
Exactly.
So you lost your job?
Not yet.
You work at the factory?
No, I'm in HR at Buick, so I see where the road's heading. I'll be doing nothing but hammering out pink slips until I get one with my name on it.
I got laid off from Buick.
Gosh, I might have been the one who processed your pink slip.
Well, it's a small, shitty world, ain't it?
You betcha.
Actually, I think you put me on notice a few years ago for getting drunk in the parking lot.
I thought I recognized you. And I hope there's no hard feelings there.
It's all a big cat and mouse game, ain't it?
Yep.
You said your life's slipping away. So, did you mean your wife left you too?
Oh, not yet, but our situation is problematic. We're just not on the same page anymore.
Women are hard to read.
Yeah, my son's having difficulties and it's driving a wedge between us.
Well, you can't let your boy do that.
I think he's developing schizophrenia and my wife is in denial.
What'd she say?
She thinks he's just becoming more spiritual.
Well, you're becoming less spiritual.
Well, look, I don't mean to burden you with my...
Uncle Gordon?
Skip?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, is that you? Last time I saw you, you were just a little guy. How old are you now, 18, 19?
No, I'm just 16.
Oh, yeah, that's right, you're younger than Josh.
How's Josh doing?
Oh, excellent, 100%. You should come over and watch the Tigers game sometime with him.
Not really into sports.
So, what brings you here? You looking for a record?
I work here. My dad owns this place with Bud.
Oh, he does he? Well, tell him and your mom I said hi. Nice seeing you.
Yeah. Tell Josh and Aunt Joy I said hey.
Yep, I will. You know what? I decided to get these books here and the Magnum 44.
Okay. I got to see your driver's license, and there's some paperwork to fill out.
Yeah, paperwork's my specialty.
What would life be like if the preacher's right? From birth to the end, life was predestined.
Life beyond the grave. Life. charlatans, a conspiracy theory. A repression of reflection, the same answer for every question.
Come on, Skip, this is urgent. We've only got 9 weeks to find and stop the killer.
Okay, yeah, I know.
So, what's happened at the store?
Nothing much. Uncle Gordon came in last week.
Okay, what did he say? Did he buy anything?
Just some books and a Magnum 44.
Okay, this is exactly the kind of information I need.
Whoa, you don't think Uncle Gordon's gonna kill Dad, do you?
I don't know, but statistically, people are murdered by people they know more often than by strangers, so we need to focus on friends and family, co-workers, customers, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
The killer didn't take his wallet or anything, so we know it's not a mugging. It has to be someone who wants him dead for a reason.
Well, why would Uncle Gordon want to kill Dad?
Oh, maybe because he's fucking Gordon's wife, his own sister-in-law.
Well, it was weird. He didn't recognize me at first.
Anything else?
Well, he left right after I got there. But it seemed like he was having some kind of heavy conversation with Bud when I walked in.
Interesting. But you don't know what they were talking about?
Not really.
Hey, are you playing guitar?
Yeah.
Well, sounds good. So, what else is going on at the store? Do you see Wayne often?
No, it's mostly just me and Bud.
So, what's that like?
He always rants and comes up with these bizarre theories, and well, sometimes he tells me really personal stuff.
Oh, that's great. We could get a lot of info from him.
Yeah, but then some days he don't say nothing. Like, he'll hide in the back room when customers come in.
Sounds like he's having problems.
I guess.
Anything else?
Well, lately the cash register's been coming up short. And at first I thought I was, like, spacing out. But I've been real careful, so I don't think it's me.
So you think...
Yeah. I think Bud's stealing from the store.
I can't believe you think Mondale and Ferraro will lose. She killed Bush in the debate last night.
Yeah, I loved how Bush kept getting flustered and losing his cool.
It just goes to show how a woman has to be twice as good just to compete with a man.
And then they hate her for being superior.
But she's so likable. She's not hoity-toity.
Don't underestimate misogyny.
Well, I think women will vote for her, and that'll be enough votes, even if more men vote for Reagan.
Well, that's not what the polls show.
They tell the pollsters they're voting for Reagan, but when they get in the voting booth, they'll think about all the men who abused them, and they'll vote for Ferraro.
This is so depressing. It's like 2016 all over again. Yeah, the weird thing is that I can't help but share her enthusiasm. Like, you know, what if I am in a new timeline in which Reagan loses?
It won't be long till a woman is president.
Yeah, but when that finally happens, we might end up with a Margaret Thatcher type.
God, I hope not.
Here, put these earplugs in.
I feel kind of nervous about this.
It's okay. You know, you don't have to shoot. You can just watch.
I don't really like guns.
Yeah, I don't either.
Wow, that's loud!
Yeah, that's why we got the earplugs.
You were right about Huckleberry Railroad.
Oh yeah?
I took my daughter there and she loved it. We had a great time.
That was probably my last real happy memory with her. It's funny that I gave her the idea to do it. Like, would it not have happened if I hadn't time traveled?
Hey, good shot!
Thanks. You sure you don't want to try?
Well, okay, I am curious.
Don't be surprised by the recoil, but don't be nervous either.
Okay.
Don't stand like that. You want to be like this?
Like this?
Yeah, that's good.
Where'd you learn all this?
From your husband's friend, Bud?
Uh-huh.
The safety's on right now, but when you pull the trigger... Oh, shit! Are you okay?
Yeah, if I don't have a heart attack. I thought you said the safety was on.
Sorry, I thought it was.
Let's just sit for a while, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, I wanted to tell you. I'm signing up for classes at Mott Community College.
That's great. What are you taking?
I don't know. I'm thinking of either becoming a nurse or an English teacher.
So, like, you want a career?
Yeah, well, I'm inspired by Ferraro and also by you.
Really?
I've never had a friend like you before.
What do you mean?
All my friends are housewives or they work at Buick. But you're independent. You write and you're not tied down in a marriage. I really admire you.
That's nice, but it's not just about what you do. I mean, I respect you for who you are.
I need a career because I'm leaving Wayne.
What? Really? Have you told him?
No, I'm not telling him until I'm ready with my career.
I can't believe this. She said I inspired her. Is this my fault? Am I fucking everything up? I didn't come here to tear apart my family.
I'm working on a long-term plan.
But why are you...
He's cheating on me with my sister.
Oh my God. That's...
I want to cut his dick off.
You wouldn't.
No, what I should do is shoot him with one of his goddamn guns.
This is serious, for Pete's sake. Josh had a gun.
I know it is, Gordon. I'm just asking why he was on the roof.
I don't know what the heck's going through that kid's head.
That's why I told you we should take him
No, we're not taking him to your darn psychic again. He needs a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist can't heal trauma from his past life.
Come on, Joy, cut the crap. He's becoming schizophrenic.
Everything has to be so rational for you. You've shut out all the possibilities.
Josh could have killed someone.
What I don't understand is where he got that gun.
It's my gun. I don't know how he found it.
You have a gun? Where'd you get it?
I got it at 45 and Dime.
Wayne's store?
Yeah.
Why'd you buy a gun?
Because we need protection, that's why.
I don't like the feeling of having a gun in the house.
Oh, Flint only has the highest murder rate per capita in the country now.
Okay, you know what? I gotta go get that.
Hold on a second. How'd you know Wayne opened a store? Are you talking with your sister again?
Hey, pal. You wanna talk? Let's talk outside.
Skip, you stay right there.
Hello?
Elena.
Oh, hey, Skip. Is everything okay?
There's a guy here. And he's threatening Dad.
What, in this store?
They went outside.
Does he have a gun?
No.
Okay, tell me what happened.
He said Bud owes him money. I think he's like a drug dealer.
Do you know his name?
No.
What's he look like?
He's tall, and he's wearing... Hey, I gotta go. He just punched Dad.
You've been listening to Buick City 1 AM, a podcast opera written, composed, and produced by me, Jason Cady. It featured Annie Sage Whitehurst as Elena, Joshua R. Pine as Wayne, Hallie DeVestern as Tammy, Nathaniel Kent as Skip, Anya Krawcheck as Joy, Alan Inlow as Gordon, and Scott Watson as Bud. The singers were Katie Eastburn, Elise Kakasek, and Eric McKeever. The musicians were Emily Manzo, Sean Lovato, Aaron Siegel, and me. Ann Hepperman recorded and directed the actors, and Martin Johnson did the sound design. Jeff Cook recorded and mixed the music. Buick City 1 AM is a production of Experiments in Opera, an opera company in New York City that produces adventurous new opera. For more information, check out experimentsinopera.com.